my heart is pounding furiously, and that is not normal when I get up to preach. I'm normally very calm. So hopefully that means the Holy Spirit is going to work in this homily. So everything that I share with you today comes from the writings of the saints. None of it are my own personal ideas or opinions. And not just from the writings of the saints, but almost everything I say comes from the doctors of the church, the greatest theologians in the history of the church. So let's look closely at what precisely Scripture says today. How does this gospel passage begin? It says, when Mary was found with child through the Holy Spirit. When Mary was found with child, who found Mary with child? The fathers of the church say Saint Joseph did, her betrothed, the man that she was going to live with. And it does not say Joseph found her with child, period. It says she was found with child of the Holy Spirit, alluding to the fact that from the very beginning, Joseph knew precisely where this child had come from. Of the Holy Spirit. There was no doubt whatsoever in his mind. And this helps to make sense of what we hear later when the angel comes to Joseph in a dream. What are his first words to Joseph? He says, Joseph, do not be afraid. Now, if Joseph suspected Mary of adultery, it would not be fear that he was experiencing. Right? It would be anger or resentment or bitterness. You know, the angel would have said, Joseph, don't hold a grudge against her. Joseph, let this pass. He does not say that. He says, Joseph, do not be afraid. Afraid of what? Blessed John Paul II said this. Afraid of interfering in the plan of God which was coming to pass in Mary. St. Thomas Aquinas, the angelic doctor of the church, considered the greatest of all the saints, all the theologians in the history of the church, said this. Joseph decided to put Mary away quietly, not because he suspected her of fornication, but because in reverence of her sanctity, he feared to cohabit with her. He finds that she is pregnant of the Holy Spirit, and he's afraid, because this woman must be so extraordinarily holy, I'm not worthy of this. God is doing something unique, I need to step away. Saint Jerome, one of the greatest of the early fathers, writing in the 4th century, said this. How could Joseph be called just if he concealed the guilt of his spouse? If Joseph really thought Mary was guilty of adultery, what would a just man do? The law said that she should be stoned to death. So Jerome goes on. What speaks most in defense of Mary's purity is precisely the fact that Joseph, knowing her chastity and marveling at what had happened, buried in silence a fact whose mystery he did not understand. This is beyond me. I'm not worthy of this. I need to step away so that God can accomplish his will in her life. So who's St. Joseph? Especially for Catholic men, Catholic husbands and fathers. He's the patron saint of husbands. So the church holds up Joseph as an ideal spouse, as a great lover. And what does Joseph reveal to us about love? The highest love that one can hold for a person they love is to desire that God's will is accomplished in the life of the one they love. That God's will is done, not our own will. Now, we don't often think about this, but think of how extraordinary in love Joseph was with Mary. I mean, here's this woman who was beautiful in every single way possible. She was totally flawless. St. Thomas Aquinas said, there are three perfect acts of creation. Heaven, the sacred humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Blessed Virgin Mary. And Joseph had given his heart to her, and she had given her heart to him, and he had asked her hand in marriage. And what had he been asked to sacrifice for Our Lady? Now, so we find out through Scripture that Our Lady must have made a vow at an early age that she would remain a virgin always. Which is why when the angel Gabriel comes and says, "You will conceive a son," she says, "How can that be?" Now, a betrothed woman is told she's going to conceive a son. Most betrothed women would know how that's going to be. Our Lady didn't, you know, it's not like she had a lack of understanding about how children were conceived. How can this be? "I intend to remain a virgin always." Presentation Parish is named after the presentation of Our Lady as a young child in the temple, when we believe by tradition that she made an offering of her virginity to God. "Lord, I am going to live for you in an exclusive way." And so Joseph asking her hand in marriage, she must have told him immediately, or very shortly thereafter, "I have made a vow to God." You know, in fact, I went to the Holy Land this last summer, and Our Lady's front door, her parents' front door of their home, and the home of Joseph were 400 feet apart. So Mary and Joseph probably grew up knowing one another quite well, living in a small town. Maybe they were childhood friends. You know, I can't help but wonder, did Mary, finding that Joseph was trustworthy, did she share that secret with him even earlier in life? "I've made an offering of myself to God." Whenever it was that she explained that to him, he knew that in asking her hand in marriage, that it would be expected that he would make that same vow. "I am so in love with you that I want God's will accomplished in your life. And if you have made this vow, I would rather live with you and make that vow with you than to be without you. And I know that means also sacrificing the possibility of having children." But what do we discover? The even greater sacrifice that Joseph makes today. He realizes that she is pregnant with child of the Holy Spirit. He is so in love with her that he would never do anything to part her from God's will, that he's going to step away because he thinks that he will interfere with God's will. And so he sacrifices being her husband for the sake of God's will. There is no greater love. Every once in a while, someone will come to me in confession, and typically a younger person, and they'll say, "Father, I've been intimate with my boyfriend or my girlfriend." And they'll say, "Father, but you know, I'm in love, and I want to express that love." And I say, "I have no doubt that you love him or that you love her. But you are not loving him or her as God calls you to. Because if you truly loved him or her with all your heart, you would never do anything that would lead him or her to break God's will. You would try to do everything so that they could accomplish God's will." I remember my younger brother Matthew, who is not here. He went to the 8 o'clock Mass today, so I can't embarrass him. My younger brother Matthew, when I realized that he really loved the woman that he was going to marry, about a week after he proposed to her, so they were engaged, and about 9 months before their wedding day, he said to me, he said, "Leah and I agree that even though we are now engaged, we will remain totally chaste until the day of our wedding." And that's when I knew that he really loved her, so that she could do God's will in her life, which was to remain pure until the day of their wedding. My Aunt Valerie, one time, my grandfather called me. And he said her daughter, her 10-year-old daughter, had just been diagnosed with cancer and given a 20% chance of survival. And I remember making my way to the hospital right after I got the phone call, and I was worried about what sort of state my Aunt Valerie would be in. And I got to the oncology department for children, and Val is in the hallway, and there are a lot of tears, as would be expected. And I walked up to her and I said, "Val, I've been praying for you. How are you doing?" And to my surprise, she said this. She said, "You know what? I've been praying also. And I realized that God loves my little girl infinitely more than I ever could. He is her daughter first. And He knows what's best for her. I pray that He will allow her to remain with us a little while longer on this earth. But if He decides to take her home to heaven now, may His will be done." Joseph surrendered everything for Our Lady, and it was when he surrendered everything that every grace was given. And the angel comes to say to him, "Do not be afraid to take your wife into your home. It is God's will that she be your wife." After he's just surrendered her to God. And far greater, he goes on to say, "And she is going to bear a son, and you are to be his father." After he has surrendered the opportunity of ever having children. My brothers and sisters, so often God's graces come only when we have surrendered ourselves to Him and let go of something that we are clinging onto too tightly. He doesn't actually call us to sacrifice it, but He wants us to be willing to sacrifice it if that is His will. I sometimes think my cousin Hannah, that she lived because her mom surrendered herself to the will of God. May we ask Joseph for his intercession that we might do the same, that we might desire God's will in our life in every way and His will in the life of our loved ones in every way.